Righto, out and about, and also a stable chat today for Paul Dobson and Dylan Barry, actually, of Kelly Partners, catching up with Carla Innes. Hello, Carla.
Hi, Paul. You finally caught me up here on my own, grooming my horse, and he walked around the corner and caught me.
We're here at Bendigo. Clinton McSwain, he's going to owe us one because we're at the Beyond the Mandaberry Farms. I've actually got some stuff to do a little bit later on, and I've called Pass, and Bendigo Training Centre, Bendigo Training Track, does not a lot of kudos comes out of it, but you use it regularly, you use it all the time, don't you?
It's a fantastic facility, Paul. Like, for what we pay, the use of all these tracks we've got and the upkeep and the guys that do the track do a really good job, so I can't complain.
And you're allowed on the track just about all the time, except for race days?
Oh, well, they close it up race day, but you get that because it's going to rain and they're trying to protect it and that. But I think in the summer and that, they sort of leave it open race morning.
Yeah. Now, I said stable chat. We could go to your stable and do all the horses. This is it. Zarem's the only one.
This is the only one. I lost two. I lost two in a week. I lost Dragonfly with a suspensory, so she's gone to stud. And then I lost a Blitzum Call to 3-year-old with a broken pedal bone. And I tried to save him, and I had to get him put down. It was just too complex, the break. And after a month in the stable with the proper shoe on, I just said to the vet, we're going to have to put him to sleep. So, yeah, so I've only got one horse in work, so I am looking for another one.
It is a game of highs and lows, isn't it? It's a cruel game when it wants to be.
Oh, Paul, I'm too scared when I come off the track. Look, I don't look down because I'm frightened something's going to happen to him, you know, and I know it's just luck and, yeah, so it was just unfortunate, you know. There was no problems with it, the track or anything that happened. It was just one of those things, so.
This little bloke here, though, Zarem, you must be rapt with what you've been able to achieve with him. I think, you know, initially it was win one race, and you were going to be happy with that right through to the Echuca Cup winner, wasn't it? Or was it the Crystal Mile? Was it the Crystal Bowl?
It was the Echuca Trotters Cup.
It was, I mean, he's given you a great run, and he just continues to deliver for you.
Yeah, he just, every time he races, I just walk off the track shaking my head sometimes. I think, how did he do that? How did he just come from last and just, you know, come flying down the outside and that? So, yeah, he's been a joy. And I will... We've released him now, Paul, so Dean and I sort of lease him now because the guys that own him, they've been terrific, but Matt, I think, got sick, Matt McCallum, and they sort of thought, oh, we might sell him, and I was shattered because he's my best mate, and they, thank God they leased him to us, so I'm wrapped now.
He is your best mate. He's a quirky little fella too. He's not push button. I mean, we're setting the camera up and he'll snorting and carrying on.
No, when I got him, Paul, I thought, what the hell? You know, he'd put his bum over to the side of the cart and he'd stop at the gate and then he'd pull up halfway up the straight at races. And so, yeah, he has got his quirks, yeah.
You're a generational person of the industry. I mean, Kevin was your father and you've been around horses all your life. What makes it, you've seen it from big stables to now, what makes it certain horses like this little bloke click, do you reckon?
I think it's the strapper. I think it's the one-on-one person. I think that's why the gallopers have their strappers, that one person with the one or two horses. I just think making them happy, and he's clicked in the small team. Yeah, that's what I think, Paul. I just think it's the person that's looking after that horse and keeping them happy and healthy, and then they'll run for you, I reckon.
It's probably a pretty good point, actually.
Yeah. When I was with Dad, you know, Dad, I always used to look after, like, Lee Sands and Hanover Johnny. And it was just the one-on-one with them all the time. And I really do think that's sort of what it is.
It's probably one of the hard parts, especially in standardbreds, we say about the thoroughbreds, but because of the dollar that we're able to earn, it's hard to get a horse like Lee Sands and those. You can say, rightio, you look after him. But
Dad was lucky he had me there doing it, you know, and I was so mad and passionate about the horses. Like, boyfriends didn't matter, you know. My horses were my boyfriends. So I was just home working the horses all the time and go in the back of the truck with them to the races. And I went in the back of the horse float to Sydney. Just to keep my horse calm, you know. Like nowadays, we wouldn't do those sort of things. But
Dean might say that boyfriends still don't matter, or husbands still don't matter.
This is my boyfriend. This is my boyfriend. He's Dean's boyfriend too, because Dean will do anything for him, you know.
Oh, he does. And I remember that night at Echuca, and just the pure joy on both your faces. Yeah. You were just over the moon by what he was able to achieve. We say about strappers and that, the association he's had with Alan too, just been terrific, hasn't it?
Yeah, she's a ripper driver. She laughs. We just give her the reins, and we don't have to give her any instructions. She knows, and she knows this horse, and she knows we're emotional about it, and she's so used to hearing Dean at the 400. Him and Katrina Fitzpatrick, I don't know who's worse. I think Dean is, to be honest.
It'd be nice if they're fighting a finish out side by side, wouldn't it?
That'd be good. But you can hear Dean from about the 400. He starts.
He starts as well.
He did a hamstring running up the straight at Bendigo one night when this horse won.
He's the umpy coach too. He's not allowed to do those sort of things, is he?
No, no, no. He's got a, he's carrying a few injuries now because he's getting older. He's got plantar fasciitis, and oh my God, does he whinge about it?
Give him my time. As well as training a small team of horses and being dedicated, you work on the barriers here. Well, yeah. I say on the barriers, you're a barrier attendant.
Yeah.
On ten, track, here with your brother Grant, yeah. But also at Kilmore, and you enjoy that side of it as well?
Yeah, yeah, we love it. I love it. I love working here with Grant and the club, and I love Shelley Wicks and I go down to Kilmore, and it's our social life. We have a great time. And, yeah, it's just good. Keeps us our finger in it, you know, and keep, you know, with all the drivers and keeps us going, yeah.
It's a really important part of the industry that a lot of people, I think, take for granted too. You were saying last night there was a bit of an incident and things can get hairy. I mean, we watch the guys with the barriers at the thoroughbreds and they've got to jump in, but it's just not much just different with the standardbreds.
Yeah.
When one gets away with a sulky, it can be very scary from time to time.
It got away, but the cart flipped over to the front and they couldn't get it off. And like, all the men there, well, they were holding it up and they were trying to, Michael Gatston and them were trying to get it undone and it just wouldn't come undone. And in the end, they had to cut it off with a knife. And trainers don't like you doing that because that's their gear. But yeah, it's an easy job, but when there's a drama, you've got to be on your toes, yeah.
And it's a very important job because we've got to have the races run on time.
You've got to move quick and you've got to, you know, get the horse off the track and stuff like that, yeah.
Shelley Wicks, you said there about Shell as well. She's quite passionate about it. And I used to always work at Kilmore, and once COVID hit, we stopped. But the banter between you guys and the little bit of fun, and it makes it, I think I will say, for the guys who are driving and even the cameraman, you know, I know Ian enjoys it, although Shelley winds him up. But I think it makes it, and that's, I think, what makes Kilmore one of those fun places to be at, as well as here at Bendigo.
Yeah. Kilmore's a great club. Like, Bendigo's a great club too, but we have a real laugh down there, you know. It's just, as you said, the banter. And even like Nathan, the starter, and he loves it when he works at Kilmore because we all hang around laughing and talking, and yeah, it's really enjoyable. It's not like work.
We only need to get Christy and Emily to go over to the back straight, and it'd be a hell of a lot of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they're terrific. They're great girls, and Ben's great to work for too. So yeah,
don't tell him too much. Although he's big and scary, so you've got to give him a bit of credit.
He's pretty fair. He lets us run our own race though.
Carla, thank you for joining me. Well done for everything you're doing.
Thank you.
How long have you been, like, can I ask how old you are?
60.
60 years, so 60 years pretty much in the sport, because you would have been doing it ever since.
I remember working horses when I was 8. So, and I've never changed. I've always been the same, you know. I drove in races a bit, Paul, but I wasn't that passionate about the driving because I more loved the work with the horses, you know. My opinion is anyone can drive a good horse, but not everyone can train a good horse. And that's what I think.
Well done, Dale. Thank you very much for joining me. I really enjoyed the conversation. She wasn't keen because she didn't have the face and everything else done, but she's all got it all sorted. So thank you very much, Carla.
Thank you. Zaram thinks it's all about him anyway, so.
Hopefully it is. Hopefully he wins a few more this preparation for you.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.